Hello, Matthew Jeske here with KeysToAZ.com. That's KeysToAZ.com. And we're getting into the fourth and final piece of a four-part podcast on the tax benefits of owning your home. Now, this last piece is actually about moving on and selling your home. So, Cooper McGeorge, an accountant here in Tucson, Arizona, is going to explain to you the tax benefits and what's involved when it comes time to sell your home. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Here we go, back at it. What's our last page? Oh, selling.
Right. Selling your home. So this is going to be reported on either your 4797, Form 4797, which flows through to the front page of your tax return. And that's for rental homes.
There's a lot of tax advantages when you sell your home, I understand. But it's going to be completely different if you used it as a rental versus a primary residence or even a secondary. What about a vacation home?
So it's if you have a main home, that is going to report on, you're going to report that on your Schedule D. Okay, it's the capital asset. Personal asset. Let's talk first about figuring out your gain or loss, whether it's rental or personal or an investment home. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to take your selling price, subtract out your selling expenses.
Your real estate agent fees, your title fees, all that. Okay.
You're going to find an amount realized.
Are they able to track any mileage or moving expenses? Is that that's not considered selling?
Well, that would be
something to ask you.
No, in a personal, from a personal sale, no. But if you have a rental property that you're trying to sell and you have, auto and travel tied to the actual sale, probably not. That's something that's pretty gray. So.
Maybe on your move for work or something, depending on how they pay you for relocation and stuff like that.
We're getting away from it a little bit.
Yeah.
So we have the selling price less the selling expenses. Okay, an amount's realized. Okay, so let's say we sell a house for $500,000, $10,000 in selling expenses. We have $490,000. Okay, in amounts realized, we're going to take that against our adjusted basis. What adjusted basis is how much you purchased the home for less all the depreciation. Okay, so all the depreciation. Remember, we could have taken depreciation with the business use of home. Depreciate our rental property, right? So we have, that's what adjusted basis is, because you have your original cost basis for your home minus depreciation. Okay, mm-hmm. So we have the amount realized of $490,000, and then we have, let's say we had originally, our original cost basis was $400,000, but we took $50,000 of depreciation. So now our adjusted basis is $350,000. Okay, our gain then for the home, because we realized 490, we're taking 350, that's $190,000 of gain. Okay, so you see how that computation works. Mm-hmm. It's important to know for tax planning. If you're looking to sell your home, you kind of want to know what's going on there and how much, as a taxpayer, you want to know how much you're spending on it, how much your selling expenses are going to be, if you've rented out the house. Business use a home for many, many years, that's going to affect your gain or your loss. Some selling expenses, like you're saying, we have commissions to your real estate agents, advertising fees, legal fees, loan charges paid by the seller as well. Okay. Now, if you have a loss, if it's a personal home, can't take it. Okay. If it's a gain, or not to sweat if it's your main home, because there's what's called a 121 exclusion. If you're single, $250,000 exclusion. So you can gain on your main home of $250,000. You don't need to pay tax on that. If you're married, it's $500,000.
What if you're single in your home, you make $255,000? Are you taxed on the $5,000?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
So you get to exclude $250,000 of that gain. Now, the rules are, though, that you, 5 years prior to the date of the sale, you have to live in the home for 2 years, okay? So that's one
so you,
thing to...
You have to own the home for 5 years and live in it the first
no,
two?
No, you only have to own the
two?
Home for two... The rules are you only have to own the home for 2 years, but you need to live in it for both of those years. So you have to live in the home for 2 years.
2 out of 5 years.
But
you could sell it after 2 years, but you had to live there those first 2 years.
You could sell it after 4 years. As long as you lived in it for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
then in that four-year span, you're fine. Or 5 years. As
mm-hmm.
long as you sell it, lived in it for 2 years in that five-year span, you get that exclusion. Then I wanted to touch on the depreciation recapture that we were talking about earlier, okay? The depreciation, when you depreciate a home, a rental home, let's say, and then you sell that rental home for a gain, you need to take the depreciation that you took and pay back or pay income tax on that amount, okay? If you've held it for more than a year, it's what's called a 1250 gain, and that's subject to a max tax rate of 25%. Some cases, 15%.
So what if a person, it's better to depreciate and pay the taxes later?
Well, the theory is that it's all, unless you know your tax rates are going to change in the future, but if you keep tax rates constant, the tax planning theory behind everything is that it's better to take a deduction now than a deduction later if it's the same amount, because you want, you know, money up front is
money,
more valuable
yeah.
than money, you know, a few years from now. So that's the theory, is let's get all of our deductions now. So, but with depreciation, you can't forego depreciation. You can't just say I'm not going to take it because it's allowed or allowable. So it's going to reduce your cost basis in your home regardless. So it's going to move your adjusted basis down regardless of whether you take the deduction or not on your tax return. Okay. So when you sell, so you always want to take depreciation, and when you sell, we're going to have to recapture that depreciation. It's subject to taxes, okay? There's one way to avoid the depreciation recapture, and that could be a session in all of itself, but we'll leave this little teaser. It's called a like-kind exchange, a 1031 exchange. This can postpone the gain of your rental property, and it can't be for personal use. This can postpone the gain of your rental or investment property as long as you take the proceeds from the sale, have an agent hold it, somebody who does these 1031 exchanges, and then when you go, I think you have, I don't remember off the top of my head, but you have 60 days to find another property, or I forget the exact amount of time, but you go find the other property, you purchase the property with the proceeds, your original basis gets transferred to the new property. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you're deferring your gains in the recapture of depreciation into the future. So that really is just a little kind of a teaser. There's a lot of rules that go into the 1031 exchange. I definitely plan on, you know, putting a blog out that kind of synopsizes that entire
situation. Well, I know a lot of
situation.
People, I've heard of it because people have made a tremendous amount of money doing 1031 exchanges.
Absolutely.
But it's, you got to do it just right.
Well,
you have to have an accountant there to help you as you're going through it. And the timing has to be really good.
It's a great tax avoidance strategy, and it's a great way to keep moving up. If you have any income generating property, it's a great way to keep increasing the size of that income generating property without deferring the tax on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it needs to be like the property that you own prior. So
oh, yeah,
building for a building, you can't
go buy a